I have to go get it and put it in a bag and take it someplace. It rained on and off all day today. She ran right out and peed. I think we're getting it, Alan. I've got paper.
She'll eventually get it, yeah.
Well, I think, well, you know what I think has helped? I've got them confined to the mudroom. And as long as they're fine, well, they were really cutting up tonight, as you heard. And it was Mariah because she wanted to come in.
Oh.
And she wanted to come into the room. So I let her in. And you know what this little one did? Now, she can hold her pee, and she's been doing it because, I still have been at the computer a lot, and she'll sit there and look at me and whine a little bit, and I take her out, and she pees. She's pooped outside 3 times today, and she's doing really well. I let her come in. I let them out just before I came on the air. I let her come in the room, and I saw her squat. And she peed the littlest, tiny, the spot on the carpet.
Jackie?
What?
You've gone past the top of the hour.
Well, honey, I disconnected.
Oh.
Can't you disconnect us?
Okay, yeah, let me disconnect you. You didn't hang up. Okay. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Okay. Expose. I'm Chris Gerner speaking to you. It is the 27th of July. A little late in getting started here. Hope everything's okay at the network. support this network. There's directions to support it at First Amendment Radio. You can reach that on my website, AmericanExpose.com. And it's highly recommended that you do. All avenues to get the information out is very, very critical at this point in time. And certainly the connecting of the dots is very, very important. Many people have problems with that, connecting of the dots. And you should direct them to the website, AmericanExpose.com. All this ranting and raving about George Bush and his administration, just like the Bill Clinton and his administration, just like George Herbert Walker Bush and his administration, the Reagan administration, it goes back and back and back, and people keep constant with the same thing. These governments that we have under a state of national emergency that bypasses the Constitution, has bypassed the Constitution, and I certainly connect the dots to the Federal Reserve, but in 1933 officially, we were in a state of national emergency, and it never stopped. And this is what we deal with today. Whoa. Okay, we're back. I hit something with something that I use to elevate my arm to maneuver the mouse on my computer, and my mixer started going crazy. And that's happened before in the past, and just a few pounds in the right place brings it back into compliance. What an operation. So everything appears to be working fine now. And where was I? Oh, yeah, blaming all these administrations for the problems, and this administration, the Bush administration. Well, keep in mind, the U.S. is the United Nations. The United Nations would collapse if we didn't fund it. People keep blaming, but you've got to get to the bottom of the U.N. system before you go anywhere else. The Secretary of the U.S. Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF. And people, he receives no compensation as the governor from the United States, as a governor of the IMF, receives no compensation. This federal government is a federal corporation. We are in gigantic amounts of debt. The UN system is the key to getting started to recovering a republic, a constitutional republic, which we've never, ever lived under, ever. In our lifetimes. And there's where the problem lies. Is that one number one problem that is number one? And here we have the Sovietization of the North American continent with the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade from 1947. NAFTA, part of GATT. It says so in the NAFTA document. I have it here. What is CAFTA? An extension of NAFTA. What is FTAA? An extension of NAFTA. What is NAFTA? An extension of GATT, formed in 1947 of the UN system. This is where it is. This is what it is. This is what it's about. This is the only way to make a difference. You cannot blame and get anywhere. You cannot blame and stop the system. You have to get motivated. You have to get others motivated in understanding the big picture in place and the big problem in place. Our military in Iraq is the military implementing the UN system. Why in the world, people, would we allow the Worker Communist Party of Iraq and the Iraqi Communist Party to exist in Iraq if that wasn't the purpose of this infiltration of Iraq that we're doing right now, another Vietnam? What happened in Vietnam? North Vietnam was supplied by Soviet Union and Communist China. We supplied the South Vietnamese. What are we doing today? We're in another part of the world doing another Vietnam. Why? Because you do not know who your enemy is. You do not know who your enemy is. And there's the biggest problem of all, listeners. This Middle East mess is for the UN system to get the International Monetary Fund control of the wealth of Iraq. Keep in mind, the Secretary of Treasury, U.S. Governor of the IMF, and he receives no compensation as Governor of the IMF from the United States. The International Monetary Fund, listeners, it is being developed and driven and designed and manipulated since 1944, the Bretton Woods Agreement. We need to repeal the Bretton Woods Agreement and into the International Monetary Fund and the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, which is the World Bank. That all has to stop. Without people getting involved, without people informing others, without you informing your legislators of these facts, these simple, simple facts, that the IMF controls this country and other countries. We are the military for the UN system. We're implementing UN directives and directions under the guise of Agenda 21 in America and in other parts of the globe. This is where it is. This is what it's about. I'm sorry that so many people are beating around the bush about the documentation, and you can't get anywhere without documentation about how the manipulation process has been going on to educate others to increase our numbers. If you're hearing the truth on a network, you support it. You need to support this network. I'm on it. Darren's on it. Dennis does his thing. For that reason only, I say support this network. Because we deal with documentation. Dam removal, yes. Dams are being removed. The environmental movement is moving at breakneck speed. So Dewey sent me this. Dewey Martin, thank you very much. I hope you're listening. Dated May, June 1998, listeners, think of where we are right now and think of what I'm going to cover right now, dated June and May of 1998. According to Echologic, Agenda 21 has never been debated or adopted by the Congress of the United States. Nevertheless, it is being vigorously implemented by the administrative agencies of the federal government and by other nations around the world. More than 150 nations, including the United States of America, are participants in the United Nations Commission on Sustainable Development, the CSD. As America's participation is not the result of an international treaty ratified by Congress, America's participation is the result of George Herbert Walker Bush, signing Agenda 21 at the 1992 United Nations Conference on Environment and Development in Rio, and the current administration's desire to implement its objectives. Keep in mind, President Bush and Bill Clinton are buddy buddies. I'm sorry, former President Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush. Bill Clinton has stated George Herbert Walker Bush is the father he never had, is what he says. Participating nations voluntarily submit an annual report to the CSD. In April 1996, listeners, another massive gathering in Rio evaluated the progress toward the implementation of Agenda 21. 5 years after it was adopted, staggering progress has been made worldwide, and particularly in the United States. And there's a chart that indicates progress made toward 32 specific UN objectives. And they have solid lines indicating the percentage of participation and participating nations that have programs in place to achieve each of the objectives or activities. The striped lines indicate a percentage of participating nations that are currently developing such programs. And you can look carefully at the program activities and the percentage of nations that already have active programs in place for each activity. Global implementation of Agenda 21 is much very close to reality. In the United States, programs are already in place to achieve each of the objectives. The United Nations rates as very good the progress of the United States in each of the categories. What are each of the categories, people? Basically, and it appears that we're talking about mostly the 40 chapters of Agenda 21. Although they cover National Sustainable Development website, access to the Internet. Boy, there's full access to the Internet of Agenda 21, listeners. It's almost completely full back in 1998. Green accounting programs, 50% completed. Recycle refuse programs, 3/4 complete. Sustainable development indicators program, 3/4, 7/8 complete. Sustainable development in school curriculum, 3/4 to 7/8 complete. Major groups in sustainable development decision making, 7/8 complete back in 1998. How can this be when so much of this has been going on that so many people don't even know it, haven't even heard of it, don't have a clue what it means? Most of these achievements and goals are 3/4 to 7/8 complete. Biotechnology, 3/4 complete. Biological diversity, 3/4 complete. Sustainable agriculture, 7/8 complete. Sustainable mountain development, 7/8 complete. This is 1998, listeners. They go on to state the UN's analysis of each nation's report is available on the UN website. And a closer examination of what the UN has to say about the United States implementation of Agenda 21 is most revealing. One of the 32 specific objectives of Agenda 21 is to create a national coordinating body in each nation. Of the more than 150 participating nations, 73% already have such a body. And an additional 9% are in the process of creating a national coordinating body. In the United States, the national coordinating body is the President's Council on Sustainable Development, the PCSD. I've covered that many times in the past. I don't believe the PCSD is working today. I think it's transferred to the State Department. I think it's the Sustainable Development Partnerships is what's replaced it. But listeners, I can be wrong. I haven't done enough research into knowing this, but I don't think the PCSD exists or is being implemented or being used anymore. And once again, I can be wrong. And this United Nations report says, quote, the United States, the PCSD was conceived to formulate recommendations for the implementation of Agenda 21, end quote. And why am I doing this? Because there's so much going on in the world that people are being distracted by, and yet Agenda 21 is being implemented in every country of the world. In China, communist China. In Iraq, Agenda 21 is under full implementation. Without stopping this, we can't stop anything else. Is it Talmudic law implementing directions in America today? More than likely, the no-hide laws. Education Day USA. Things like this. But you can't deal with that until you deal with the UN system. You can't deal with that until you get our mercenary military home. That's the mercenary military for the UN system. They call it themselves. They call themselves the UN system. Michael New was the only one that stood up and said, no, I'm not going to wear a UN patch and hat. I'm not going to wear the UN uniform. He's still fighting his battles by the skin of his chin. So the UN report was prepared for information supplied by the U.S. State Department, listeners. Duh. It is the State Department that implements the United States mission in the United Nations. Quote, the fundamental objective of the Council, and that's the PCSD, listeners, was to forge a consensus among the various stakeholders, government, business, and industry, private citizens, nonprofits, labor, etc., and create a viable sustainable development strategy that articulated the interests and concerns of all groups, end quote. In America, the Constitution requires that consensus on public policy be hammered out in public by elected officials, but not by 28 appointed individuals carefully selected because of their known support of the principles expressed in Agenda 21. This UN description of the PCSD is found in a section of the report titled Integrated Decision Making, also known as the consensus process. All federal agencies have now adopted this consensus process to bypass Congress and other elected bodies to build consensus on Agenda 21 activities at the local, state, and national levels. The UN report describes America's progress in each of the activity areas in glowing terms. The report boasts that, quote, the government has included representatives of NGOs in the national delegation to every session of the Commission on Sustainable Development, as well as at other major international meetings, end quote. NGOs play a vital role in the consensus process through a new partnering program and programs of all federal agencies. Selected non-governmental organizations are funded to generate support for specific objectives, then provided a seat on the official U.S. delegation to U.N. meetings to demonstrate civil society support for U.N. and Agenda 21 programs. Quote, most family planning interventions are conducted by NGOs, such as Planned Parenthood, in preparation for the International Conference on Population and Development. Public meetings were held throughout the U.S. to facilitate the participation of NGOs and individuals, end quote. According to the report, the U.S. spent $25 million, quote, on the development of new contraceptive methods, end quote. The U.S. Department of Human Services is credited with changing America's attitude about contraceptives. Quote, in other words, policy has shifted from discouraging contraception on the basis of age and marital status to promoting it to all who do not have access to service, end quote. Now, listeners, we have on the website National Security Study Memorandum 200. That was Kissinger's document. Henry Kissinger and his staff put this together. It's all about depopulation of the world. National Security Study Memorandum 200. It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Quote, sustainable development in school curriculum, end quote, is one of the 32 specific objectives of Agenda 21. The objective has been achieved in 63% of the participating nations and in process in another 17% in America. This is dated, listeners, once again, 1998. We're in 2005. Quote, the National Strategy on Education is prepared by the Department of Education and includes such programs as Goals 2000 and School to Work, the Biodiversity and Ecosystem Network, the BENI, was launched in October 1994 to utilize electronic communication networks to foster collaboration among partners in ecosystem management. The Global Learning and Observations to Benefit the Environment, GLOBE, was initiated to enable elementary and secondary school students to collect environmental data through the Internet, end quote. My point about all this, listeners, is it's late. We need to focus on what's going on inside our borders. We need to get our troops home. I don't know how in the world that's ever going to happen without sheer numbers of people waking up to the deception we live today. This report goes on, dated 1998, from Ecologic, listeners. The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, is a major conduit through which Agenda 21 programs and policies flow into the United States without the benefit of constitutional debate or decision. Once again, I will repeat that. the Environmental Protection Agency, is a major conduit through which Agenda 21 programs and policies flow into the United States without the benefit of congressional debate or decision. Many of the initiatives are introduced by non-governmental organizations, NGOs, funded by the EPA through their Sustainable Development Challenge Grant Program. In 1996, the EPA reported the following challenge grants. And the source is the State Department report on the UN Commission on Sustainable Development. Wilson College, 48,000, community-supported agriculture in the Mid-Atlantic region. Olympic Peninsula Foundation, 100,000, Washington Wood Smart Certification Program. University of North Carolina, Arboretum, 50,000, Sustainable Craft Industry in Appalachia. New Orleans Building Materials Exchange, 72,070, Building Materials Exchange in New Orleans. This is the recipient and amount of program title. New Hampshire Forest Sustainable Standards Work Team, 26,000, Sustaining Forestry in New Hampshire. Friends of the Rappahannock, 20,000, Marketing the Economic Benefits of Sustainable Development in the Rappahannock River Watershed. Thomas Jefferson Planning District Commission, 20,000, Preserving Sustainability in Central Virginia Region. Nebraska State Recycling Association, 75,000, Echo Park Development in Omaha. Colleton County Research Development Board, 42,000, Implementing a Strategic Plan for Sustainable Development in South Carolina. Arizona State University, 70,866, Sustainable Development Neighborhood Design for the Desert Southwest. In 1997, the EPA reported 42 challenge grants, but chose not to report the name of the organization that received the money or how much money was awarded. A description of the funded project is available on the EPA website, and that will have to be searched out. The address is way too long to give to you right now. I forwarded this information to Dennis. I'm not sure whether he's put it on the website or not, but we'll get it up there in the Agenda 21 section through Dennis or Darren. They both have this document from Ecologic. And according to this information, the file is not easily accessible. Some of the program titles are Fish for the Future. From Oregon, Kansas City Area Sustainable Land Use Initiative. Coastal Georgia Greenway, Building a Sustainable Community from the Ground Up, and of Kentucky. San Francisco League of Urban Gardeners, Community Bicycle Workshop from Washington. As early as 1976, the UN adopted a policy relating to land use and population distribution. 1976, the 200th anniversary of this country, and the creation of the Declaration of Interdependence, listeners. And we'll cover this as we continue. This is all very, very important and very vital, as people are trying to blame who's behind what, who's behind this. The Bush administration quietly implements Agenda 21, and there is the point in the problem, listeners. The next administration will do the same thing, and the one after that, unless we get active in our local communities.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
In the this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government-printed currency is not. Call Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call. 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Be sure to listen to The Church at Kaweah every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific Time. The Church at Kaweah is a Lordship Church under the sole authority of Jesus Christ. You may contact The Church at Kaweah by calling 559-561-4860. That's 559-561-4860. And let them know how much you're being blessed. Thank you.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
Keep in mind, you must support this network to keep it on the air, just so I stay on the air, listeners, and Darren. I hear more and more good things about Darren Weeks and what he does Monday and Friday at this time slot. Darren Weeks does it well. So keep these thoughts in place. Support the network how you can. So these social aspects of sustainable development, and certainly I'm bypassing much excellent information by Dennis. It's fabulous. I'm so happy to have him with us. But as early as 1976, the UN adopted a policy relating to land use and population distribution, listeners. Are you listening? As early as 1976, once again, the 200th anniversary of this country, the creation of the Declaration for Interdependence in 1976, listeners. Now listen carefully to this quote. All countries should establish, as a matter of urgency, a national policy on human settlements, embodying the distribution of population over national territory. Such a policy should be devised to facilitate population redistribution to accord with the availability of resources, end quote. That was recommended from Habitat One out of Vancouver in 1976. Recommendation A1, to be exact. So what do we have? Weather modification, wars, tsunamis, environmental modification to move populations, and the Global Fire Monitoring Center of the United Nations system as well. Don't you think there's a sinister direction here with the UN system? The Commission on Sustainable Development report laments, quote, the U.S. does not have an official population policy. The U.S. also has no specific policies to modify the spatial distribution of the population, end quote. The report applauds, however, the U.S.'s expenditure of $25 million, quote, on the development of new contraceptive methods, end quote, and the $144 million spent on, quote, all aspects of population research, end quote. Well, once again, this development of new contraceptive methods, you can thank Henry Kissinger, National Security Study Memorandum 200, in part for that direction, making abortion just like weeding in your garden, listeners. The UN report says that in America, the Department of Health and Human Services operates an Office of Population Affairs, the OPA, which serves nearly 5 million people through a network of 4,800 clinics to provide, quote, contraceptive services and supplies, end quote. Moreover, the USAID, USAID, works through the United Nations Population Fund to provide population control assistance in 60 countries. The report says that in America, quote, policies has shifted from discouraging contraception on the basis of age and marital status to promoting it to all who do not have access to services, end quote. This is where the problem lies, people. This is where the major problem. To get to first base, to understand what's happened in America, we've got to address Agenda 21 in the UN system. We've got to understand that the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF, and as Governor of the IMF receives no compensation from the United States, which is a federal corporation. Bring the troops home. This report by Heckel Logic continues, dated 1998. They say education is a key ingredient in the transformation to a sustainable society. The UN Commission on Sustainable Development reports that in America, quote, the National Strategy on Education is prepared by the Department of Education and includes such programs as Goals 2000 and School to Work, end quote. The National Environmental Education Advisory Council to the Department of Education consists of 11 individuals appointed by the EPA administrator and includes representatives of women, NGOs, and local authorities, which are nothing more than what they call visioning councils. The U.S. State Department reported to the UN that, quote, the primary school level school curricula have already been reviewed and revised. And at the secondary school level, the revision of school curricula is being undertaken currently to address environment and development as a cross-cutting issue, end quote. The U.S. State Department also told the UN, quote, the U.S. has been involved in several awareness-raising programs and activities aimed at the population at large. And what are they talking about? Earth Day, industry-supported campaigns, Ad Council, Program KAB, whatever that is, Arbor Day, Globe Program, the Discovery Channel, the National Geographic Programs, CNN, ZooQ, Z-O-O-Q, as it happens, and water cleanup programs, end quote. So what are we dealing with? Led by the President's Council on Sustainable Development, not by elected representatives in the Congress. Federal government is leading the way toward transforming society around Al Gore's central organizing principle of protecting the environment as dictated by the United Nations. Now, had Al Gore become president, think where we would be today. And yet everybody was out there saying George Bush stole the election. But either way, you come up with evil. Al Gore, George Bush. It's always been this way for our entire lifetimes. The last good person to have tried to get into the presidency was Barry Goldwater in 1964, I believe. It was Barry Goldwater. He knew what was going on. He would have made a great president, but he would not have been allowed to do what he wanted to do. So while land use and zoning regulations are still considered to be a matter of local control, quote, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, operates a land use systems technology program and a sustainable communities development system, end quote. The programs are aimed at, quote, providing overall policy and technical review of technologies affecting all dimensions of the ecological land, natural resources, industrial, and development aspects of urbanization, end quote. The report says that, quote, the U.S. played an active role in Habitat II. USAID's urban programming approaches promote the principles of sustainable human settlements, end quote. And you're encouraged to see, apparently, the ecologic issue of July-August 1996 for comprehensive reports on Habitat II. So we've covered quite a bit of ground here with these directions dated 1998, listeners. And when it comes to agriculture, the transition from free market agriculture to managed sustainable agriculture is well advanced in America. According to the UN report, sustainable agriculture is defined in American law. Food, Agriculture, Conservation, and Trade Act of 1990, 7 U.S.C. 3101. To be, quote, an integrated system of plant and animal production practices having a site-specific application that will, over the long term, satisfy human food and fiber needs, enhance environmental quality and the natural resource base upon which the agriculture economy depends, make the most efficient use of non-renewable resources and on-farm resources, and integrate, where appropriate, natural biological cycles and controls, sustain the economic viability of farm operation, and enhance the quality of life for farmers and members of rural communities and society as a whole, end quote. To achieve sustainable agriculture in America, the U.S. Department of Agriculture works, quote, in concert with the President's Council on Sustainable Development, end quote, to implement several programs such as the Environmental Quality Initiatives Program and the Farmland Protection Program, which was created to purchase development rights on up to 137,600 acres of private property. The Conservation Reserve Program has an additional 36 million acres of private property out of production, at least temporarily. It covers all facets of Agenda 21, covers all facets of life today, all directions of life today. The immigration, listeners, is directly accountable to Agenda 21, and everybody's ranting and raving about immigration. I encouraged Sir William to produce a show that brings Frosty Wooldridge on. I doubt if he'll show up. They deal with the atmosphere. They deal with biodiversity. The USDA also funds the Sustainable Agriculture Network, SAN, to provide information on advocacy to NGOs and the public. Over USDA programs in place to promote sustainable agriculture include the Integrated Farm Management Systems, Integrated Pest Management, Appropriate Technology Transfer for Rural Areas, and the Alternative Farming Systems Information Center. The Soil Conservation Service has been transformed into the Natural Resource Conservation Service, with grants in virtually every county, quote, to assist landowners with resource planning, end quote. A revolving loan fund has been established to assist farmers in becoming sustainable through the development of non-food, non-feed, non-traditional agriculture products, such as the manufacture of paper from straw, manufacture of high-quality furniture from low-quality logs, the use of Knopf as a mat for seeding lawn grass, making new newsprint and fiberboard, and use of milkweed as a fiber for pillows and comforters, end quote. The point about this is there's people all over the country that call various talk shows that don't have a clue about this. But they want to constantly blame. But they never want to blame the UN system. They never want to blame the State Department. They want to blame the Jews. They want to blame Israel. I'm trying to think of who else they're trying to blame. The Council on Foreign Relations? Trilateral Commission? The Bilderberg Group? Since when has blaming done anything to accomplish any goal of restoring our constitutional republic? Has blaming ever achieved anything? When we're losing our country at breakneck speed, listeners, this is my point. This is my direction. This is my drive. I'm fed up with blaming. I used to blame. But it's 2005. The full implementation of Agenda 21 is well underway. Most people don't even know what it is. According to this report dated 1998 from Ecologic, America's efforts to achieve Agenda 21's objectives relating to the atmosphere are rated as good. The State Department report on the UN boasts that the EPA, the Department of Energy, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are full-fledged members of the President's Council on Sustainable Development. Quote, the President's climate change plan includes nearly 50 initiatives, end quote. According to the report, the U.S. supports the, quote, conservation and enhancement, end quote, of carbon sinks, which is biomass and forests, bioregions, whether publicly or privately owned. The report boasts that the U.S. spent $31.9 billion on air pollution abatement in 1993. Interestingly, the Convention on Biological Diversity is described as, quote, signed in 1993 but not yet ratified, end quote. Nevertheless, the report says, quote, cooperative efforts involving various levels of government and the private sector are underway to implement the biosphere reserve concept in several regions, end quote. The Southern Appalachian Man and the Biosphere Program and the International Sonoran Desert Alliance. Quote, a cluster of biosphere reserves in northwestern Mexico and Arizona, end quote, are identified as example of implementation of the objectives of Agenda 21. The Nature Conservancy is particularly identified as having, quote unquote, pioneered biodiversity conservation. To achieve the objectives of Agenda 21, the Convention on Biological Diversity, the report identifies several federal initiatives, including the National Biological Service, Interagency Committee, that's the Interagency Committee on the Environment and the Natural Resources, Interagency Ecosystem Management Task Force, and the Ecosystem Management Initiative. Quote, ecosystem management strategies have been adopted by the Department of Interior, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, EPA, and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They call it NOAA. In some cases, broad-scale organizational frameworks are being implemented. For example, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Department of Interior has defined approximately 50 ecosystem units across the country as a basis for future planning related to sustainable management, end quote. The report says the U.S. aid provides funding to the Biodiversity Conservation Network, which coordinates NGOs and private sector partners, as well as the Indonesia Biodiversity Foundation, the Mexican Conservation Fund, and a $3 million grant to Conservation International. Quote, forest legislation has recently been revised to help combat deforestation, envisioned under Chapter 11 of Agenda 21, and includes the Forest Stewardship Act of 1990, the Cooperative Forestry Assistance Act of 1990, America the Beautiful, 1990, and the National Indian Forest Resources and Management Act. According to the State Department report on the UN, The President's Forest Plan, adopted for the Pacific Northwest region, is described as, quote, the best example of policy following the UNCED Forest Principles, Agenda 21, end quote. The report says the, quote, American Forest on Paper Association, which represents 95% of the industrial forest land in the U.S., approved a set of sustainable forestry principles and guidelines with the help of NGOs, which continue, quote, to draw attention to disparities between sustainable goals and current practices, end quote, and plans developed at the state level, quote, resource plans will ultimately bring millions of acres of non-industrial private forest lands under stewardship management, end quote. Keep in mind, this is a report from Ecologic dated 1998. While by no means complete, this summary of the United States report on the UN Commission on Sustainable Development should put to rest any doubt that the Clinton-Gore administration is, in fact, deliberately implementing Agenda 21 in America, where laws have been revised. Congress has not been told that the purpose of the revision is to comply with the mandates of Agenda 21, where policies can be implemented administratively. Congress has not even consulted at the state and local level. Elected officials are deliberately bypassed until local support can be generated by a stakeholders council led by NGO professionals, funded by the federal government or by foundations in partnership with the federal government. This is the whole point. 1998, 2005, it hasn't changed. It's still the biggest secret in the world. It's called Agenda 21, which embraces virtually every aspect of human life. It is being implemented aggressively by the United States. Congress has never examined the totality of the agenda. Instead, Congress has fed only bits and pieces in the context of protecting the environment. The ultimate objective of Agenda 21 is to establish international norms. That's a quote. International norms of personal behavior that are dictated by a handful of the world's enlightened elite who believe they know best how people ought to live. Are they Zionists? Are they members of the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergs? Are they Freemasons? Who knows? Who can document who's behind this, listeners? But yet you can document the State Department. You can document the administration of the president bypassing the Constitution and the Constitutional Republic. That's what you can document. The UN Commission on Sustainable Development is not the result of a treaty ratified by the Senate. America participates in the UN organization by executive decree. Through the Clinton-Gore administration, America is actually driving the agenda globally and making it possible for the UN to dictate not only in America, but around the world, how all people must live. And there's the point. If we stop funding the UN system, it collapses. If we stop funding the UN system, it collapses. And then we get to the start of making a difference. And there is the point and the problem. I'm just telling you what it is. I'm just stating what it is, the way it is, and how it is. In the Middle East mess, many people are dying. For what's the purpose? To implement Agenda 21 and have the International Monetary Fund have control of the wealth in Iraq, which is soon to go to Iran and Syria and other parts of the globe over there. In the meantime, Communist China's military is sitting back. The Soviet Union is supplying Communist China with arms and weapons, according to various sources. The collapse of the Soviet Union was a scam on us. The Russians have their ultimate plan. I've always felt that, and that's why I put Hanzo Molina on a regular basis, because he's the only one that can connect dots that I've researched myself through my life about the bear and the return of communism in Russia. Communism is alive and well in Afghanistan. Communism is alive and well in Iraq. And you will find on our website, the Worker Communist Party of Iraq. The Union of Unemployed in Nasara is called to be a member of the Energy Employees Negotiation Striking Team, despite all attempts made by the management to break the strike by issuing threats to a number of workers. The energy workers went on strike July 17, 2005. The infiltration of communism in trade unions has been paramount and very obvious over the years in America. Over the years, the destruction of our economy is very, very obvious. The implementation of communist dictates and directions implementing from the United Nations and implemented by the State Department. Here we have the statement of by Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq, the OWFI, the UK branch on the terrorist attack on London. Oh, yeah? Through occupation of Iraq and so-called war on terror, USA and its allies cannot bring terrorism into an end, they say. The news of the horrific terrorist attack in London, 7/7/2005, has added one more tragedy against humanity. This is coming from the Worker Communist Party of Iraq. Listeners, it's on the website, American Exposé. It's there. And the point is, there's much going on. But Agenda 21 is never covered. Agenda 21 is never addressed. Why would that be? There's so much information on the website today. There's so much going on. It's absolutely amazing how we can be so diffused and confused about how it's being done. It's the royal scam on us. It's the royal scam, listeners. And without your understanding of the big picture in place, unless you do the research, you'll sit here and blindly blame because somebody else is blaming, but you'll get nowhere in understanding the structure that's engineering our demise in this country. The structure of the demise of our country is the UN system. You cannot stop anything else unless you stop the UN system. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund and receives no compensation as a governor of the United States, as a governor of the United Nations, as a governor of the International Monetary Fund. Oh, amazing people. I'm sorry. I hope you understand where I'm going. Keep in mind, former President Clinton has been offered 40 goats and 20 cows for his daughter by a love-struck African government official. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, boy. We'll do this again tomorrow night. I hope you'll be with me. Good night. God bless you all.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archive.